Oh, I was looking where the little holes were that used to say home economics. You know, I don't have a degree in it. A degree in home economics, you know. I say so, too.
But I remember when the library was not through the heat of four. It's money.
Yeah. No, I'm Ben Shapiro guy. He's pretty smart.
What?
Pretty smart dude.
What?
Yeah, I think so. When he talks about families, I think he's smart. You know? Because he said, let's be honest, he said families are socialistic. And you go, yeah, they are. Because everybody has to contribute to it to make it work.
Large,
yeah.
It's just like dominoes and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah?
And then, but okay, the first domino is you. The second domino is your family. The next domino is your neighborhood. The next one is your community. The next one is your state. The next one is, you know, and then you flip that first one. The first one falls, all the other ones fall.
That's
true. I thought it was a state there. I thought I knew that was a first one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Because, you know, families are composed of two people that basically provide the needs for more people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And themselves as well. Basic institution for everything. They get down to it. a neighborhood or a community is basically just a bunch of families. So you go, yeah, that's the basic unit of society.
Ooh, it's almost.
Uh-huh. Humid?
Yes.
I'll pass.
Almost have a lunch of the sleep is cool.
To tell you, I'll slip and fall and kill yourself. It'll hurt. Yeah, if you go in the grass, even worse.
Yeah?
Real slippery. I don't know. Maybe. There's not hardly a breeze blowing.
I know.
That's the worst part.
Maybe it's supposed to be worth the hunting or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How exciting. Well, yeah, it says part of our problem as a society, whether it's Western or American or whatever, although you can't say American particularly, we're probably one of the last bastions of, at least we're behind, you know, the Europeans are always in the vanguard, right? Of course, they're usually in the vanguard in a bad way. It's like, good, we can look at them and say, okay, that's not working. We're not going to do that. We're not going to go in that direction. Except for leftists, who think that's exactly what we should be doing. Whatever Europe's doing, we need to get there too. And you go, no, if you think that's the perfect society, go to Europe. That's not to be rude or mean. That's just to say, you know, why is it necessary for you to make our lives miserable? Why don't you go and be with people who are already like that? Instead of trying to change everybody else into being like them. Oh, that's so much better. And you go, fine, go. Live your life over there. Says they'll welcome you, as long as you're productive. So that's one of your basic problems, is that socialists have this whole productivity problem. Most people are attracted to it because they're kind of lazy. You know, I don't want to work too hard. I figure if there's a whole bunch of people working together, it's easier.
Wow. You know, I don't get your mood. Doesn't work that way.
Nah, no, she's not. I'm not saying at all anymore. Yeah. Well, because she thinks that's the better way to accomplish, but usually it's only accomplishing isolated goals. You know. I think that's why one of the reasons why I have a problem with the whole Ward family thing. Because yet again, it's trying to create another construct that can basically, or is supposed to, take the place of the family on some level. And you go, you know, this is... Why are we constantly trying to find family substitutes? So why don't you just do a family? Well, I don't... says, whatever your reasoning is, it's pretty pathetic. I'm sorry to say it. No matter where you are, no matter what situation you find yourself in, you can form a family and that will always do better for what really matters. You know, well, I'll make more money, and you go, is that what really matters? Does that make the world a better place, you making more money? Because I'm not saying it's a bad thing. This is just your priorities, life. Cool, cool. Boy. So. You know, when you're going in families, you can, it gives you what you need for full flowering with probably the least amount of anything really being asked for in return. You know? Children. Everybody talks about the great social contract, right? Oh, well, I'll raise you as a kid, but you're going to take care of me when you're older. And you go, maybe, maybe not. You go, but that's not the point. This isn't an economic exchange. So this has a lot more value to it. Most of it intrinsic. Not something you can pull out and measure. You know, you need to contribute to the family. And you go, I think that almost gets in the way of other people having their own families.
Yeah, I can remember he was working.
And he was expected to hand it over. And you're going, no. You go, well, this is, you guys can do that, but then you reduce his ability. What happens when he wants to marry and have kids? You go, he has to actually pull away from you, usually in kind of a snotty way, in order to accomplish anything independent of you. And you go, I don't know what failures are for. Well, at least the crane's gone.
The crane was gone when I went around the second time.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, they said that it was going to be, you know, a thing all day that they were going to have the street blocked off. Maybe it was the day before. I don't know. Anyway, whoa, look at that. That thing's dropping flowers like crazy. But yeah, it's like, yeah, we should not just sit here and get into all that garbage. I said, because the big goal is to bring people into the world that can do what we did.
Oh, they're laying grass.
That's a nice thing.
Aw.
Lisa's in favor of that business.
Where are you going to lay it?
I think you're just putting it on one side. So.
Yeah. Somebody's on the roof.
You could put it on the roof. There's somebody on the roof.
Yeah.
But they took care of your window.
No.
Unbeknownst to you.
No.
What do you mean? He said there was a window.
Yes, I know, but still, it's okay. I need to take that down.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What's your plan? Go all the way around this, or
okay.
Go the other way? There's other ways to go. Yeah, but he's not going to back over us. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. We were doing all kinds of sod. Books, more books. Bringing in the books.
We're not fast, we don't get you.
Da-da. So, yeah. Like all this newfangled stuff about finding yourself, and you go, what on earth are you talking about? Says, that's not even what life is even about. Sure. Everybody says it. But hopefully you don't spend much time getting too weird about it, because, you know.
It's when I stop searching that I come upon.
Yeah, and that's almost like the thing. It says, quit screwing with it. Just figure it out. Yeah. We can always take the cut in later. Or whatever. So. This is find your place in the structure. You know, everyone wants to be so dang independent. And you go, I'll tell you, the only independent guys I ever knew were mountain men. And they had issues. Issues that at the time made them unpleasant company by and large. You know, you just didn't hang out with them. They were outcasts.
I think they chose to be.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. But now we've kind of set that kind of stuff up as the model, right? Oh, you should be independent and self-reliant and all that. And you go, well, families can be somewhat independent and somewhat self-reliant. You know, and kids go, I don't have any voice in my family. And you go, yeah, so? Well, it's not fair. And you go, then go start your own family. It's like all the social justice warrior sorts that are actually going out and doing something. And you're going, hey, guess what? I said, under normal circumstances, you couldn't begin to do that. You're too busy doing other things that need doing. The only reason why it's working right now is because of some funny circumstance that isn't going to stand. You know, I did it while I was in college. I said, oh, yes, the college thing. Either you were allowed to rack up huge loans during a period of relative inactivity, some kind of weird investment, which this probably isn't, because you're not practicing what you're ultimately going to be able to do. Anyway, or your parents feel like they're required to pay for this part of your life. And you go, again, inappropriate. People who go to college should be doing it for the purpose of bettering themselves toward being able to fill certain roles. Says, this isn't a role that needs filling. Says, you can't raise a family on this. Have you noticed how many families there are? And you go, the percentage is terrifyingly low. This is a whole bunch of people who aren't married, who aren't raising a family.
Well,
some of them do, but not very many.
Single moms would say, well, I'm raising a family.
I would consider them leading a household. I said, you don't have a family. Where's Dad? Oh, he's not here. For whatever reason. And you're going, that's fine. You're doing a household. You didn't ever create a family. Or if you tried, it fell apart. I said, it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning the difference between a family who lost one of their parents due to some unforeseen problem. I said, those households do a lot better. And you go, there's no, how do you say it? There's no numbers reason why they do better than, say, a single parent family, which is mostly the result of either a divorce or no marriage. You go, it's funny. We don't bring up those statistics. We certainly don't finance those kinds of studies because we don't want to hear that that might be true. Yeah, it would screw up the whole narrative. Which, that's like, it's like, no. We aren't putting forth any effort to, just trust me, says most science has nothing to do with truth. It has supporting a narrative. Because that's what it's all about. Truth got thrown under the bus a long time ago. Anybody who wants to do truth now will usually lose their tenure, get all their research money pulled, basically be homeless. Yeah? Well, let's go this way then. If we may, if it's okay with you, I live to serve you, you know. So, they're changing out all the fluorescent bulbs and putting in
LEDs,
which I think is hilarious because when you do stuff like that, so the funniest thing is, it's got that ballast that's supposed to sit there and keep all this stuff going. So you actually have to put circuitry in with the LEDs to counteract that. It's technically cheaper than changing out all the fixtures, making them work differently. Anyway, so yeah, and so that's why, you know, the people that go to college talk the narrative, but regular people who actually have to get all this stuff done,
I'm glad I'm not talking to people.
Yeah, and aren't all, you know, aren't all invested in making sure something looks a certain way. People on the outside, you know, they get poo-pooed, although they all say, well, yeah, of course. Family's a better way to go. Do you have any research to back that up? And you go, you guys wouldn't tolerate the research being done. So therefore, we just have to work off of what's tolerated. So, which means we don't listen much to your research. We have to ignore it. Anyway, I love you with all my heart. I'll probably call you in a little bit. I may email you the information you want. That would be easy, huh? Okay. See you shortly. Bye. Before I forget all about it. So, this is how it looks with Hilly Beach. Looks good, yeah. Hey, gorgeous, have a good walk. You too. Howdy. Oh. Look at what? I think so. Then I got an 11:30 with Volition. Is the guy Castellan's meeting at 10? Okay. String them to hear all kinds of great stuff. And then go on my vacation. God, perfect. Write it all down, stick it somewhere, and know what for doing. Okay. But it's all this weird stuff about people planning meetings on Friday. There's some unwritten rule about that.
Well,
never do meetings on Mondays or Fridays. I don't know. What's the subject matter? Just for them to air their grievances?
Well, part of it is you
Well, that's never going to be a good way to scare them. We have new antenna walking all over them. At least let them be around to hear that they're going to walk all over them. Bad to make it a surprise. Not sure. Yeah. Problem. Yeah. This works, old Osteo. I don't know if that's true yet. For all I know, we should treat Amy like Brent, like she's on the same level as he is. Right. Yeah. More Argo stuff. Yeah. Access to. You know, if you don't have access to this, we're going to get it for you. You're going, we're not going to accept your queries about basically giving you this information. You can go out and get it yourself. Whenever you want to. I know it's very politically convenient to be able to say, I made that request at ITS 3 weeks ago, and it's their fault that it's not happening. They go, oh crap, it's not. It's available to you. If you don't know how to do it, that's one thing. If you're just playing some political game, which they typically do. There you go. And that's another thing. Not, not much. I'm thinking that I need to make sure that we have documented how to turn off and turn on Comcast servers. But that might be useful in these wonderful weeks of my absence. Because that's not terribly straightforward. Something is going bad. If somebody calls and says it's not working, you go, oh shoot, it's not working. That might be the cure.
Yes.
Oh.
After a reboot?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully do a clean shutdown, although I don't think that's terribly necessary.
But yeah, out of spec content server going, you know, whatever box is concerned with. There's a few outliers, so I don't think we'll get the other one. Me either. Yeah. Most every content box only has one content. Except for the Thomas and the Fall 4. One for each year. Probably that. Right now, some of the deal, we've got SSD and IMD, so that people can always just fall back in this situation. But I just assume everything ready for the day. Well, that doesn't happen. Yeah. Oh. Was there some path leave that I didn't take? Yeah, I might as well do the next 2 weeks, knowing that I'm going to be out anyway. Go ahead and toss out the ones that are already going to be filled up anyway. At least. This is already halfway through the pay period. So I'm going to be straddling two different pay periods. Like I'll be with the next one. Well, I like getting paid, so yeah. This is good to me. Although, I know that if I ignore it and blow it off completely, I'll still get paid. One of the interesting parts of the system. Yeah, I know. I can't. How do I know that? He did. That's right, man. We should bring this thing. It's like that whole thing, man. Remember when I was doing FSI for Matt, book security, whatever, in something? And they would always be asking for all your income and all that. And when you turn it all in, they'd come back and go, well, you forgot this, you're doing. Why bother asking you what my income is? Why don't you just tell me what my income is? Because you obviously know. So this is stupid. This is a stupid waste of my time. You guys have already done all the work anyway. Why don't you just tell me what you think my income was, and if I have a problem with it, I can bring it up. Frankly, I probably don't. Anyway. Okay. Golly, man. I'm getting a lift. The last day lift. I'm hoping the DNS gets pulled together today, but I don't know. I hope so. I'm running up against interesting little issues. Like the fact that I'm not going to put a DHCP server on it. Which all the rest of them have one. And then I kind of sit there and go, why? So I haven't investigated enough. Is there a reason to be DHCP from NS1? NS2? Who on earth uses them as a DHCP server? Most of the campus?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
Huh. Well, I'll probably look at it, because that doesn't make much sense. We have our public DNS server handling DHCP. And I'm not going to have the one way out in Hoolyville trying to handle it. That seems a little weird, since it certainly has no connection to our private IPs like these. usually don't either. And it's like, how does that work? I wouldn't be surprised if I come back and go, oh no, we've had Breslan and all these other things on a separate. Yeah.
I know it doesn't do
that. Good. Should
know that
the what?
Academic. Like, every other building except for this building? Yeah.
I thought that one. I thought me and Joseph used to kill ourselves because it was all domain controller. They were doing the DHCP for all of it. They do it for labs, I know that.
Yeah.
Remember every time lab machines came in, we were having to load all kinds of crap into
the
whole system.
The only thing that they did that DHCP for is when you have a
hmm. Oh, man. Okay.
So, by the time you say that,
that's why I figure the only thing that would make sense is up here in Redland, everybody else should be logging in and working. Even the students should be doing it through Active Directory. I would think, but no.
No.
Dollar.
No. So in this building, yeah. But anything outside of this building, they're on HTTP, and it's not as bad as in that.
Okay. The math makes sense.
Yeah. You know, I'm not here to explain why.
No.
I'm just telling you what. And, you know, I'm...
Is that why we constantly have to let all kinds of screwy things through the firewall? Is because we have a screwball network that doesn't have good separation between different functions? Let's not just think about some days and let's just stomach stand for this thing. Hey guys, what's going on?
Because
every student. Is he screaming?
Many
people are screaming. And they're going. I just duplicate the stupid thing. I'm not, you know, it's just that I said, hey, I'm not going to do that out on it.
Right.
Not on the Azure thing. It's not even on our network.
Right, yeah.
That's just silly. You can't do that. You shouldn't do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Oh yeah. I've lost the phone with all that stuff. So it sounds like, where are we doing this wonderful get together? Gattaca's running one. Dang it. That means I can't get any work done. Yes, it is. It's a whole bunch of just la 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 la. If you give them a technical reason why they shouldn't do something a certain way, they just think, well, you guys figure out some way to make it work the other way. But oh, I just got it.
Just
put a
phone
to
the left.
Why don't I just pump all the oxygen out of the room and this problem will solve itself?
The reason we can't do it the other way is because the bathroom data connector can only cross the Husker from in one direction, and if it goes the other direction, then that will corrupt the data in the data source utility, and
you've got to make it so deep and dark that they can't say, well, problem is, I spend too much time pulling freaking rabbits out of my hat. I need to stop doing that. Nope, I'm not going to solve that one. I'm getting better. That's the way Banner works. When they say, Banner 9 is slower than Banner 8, you go, yes, that would actually be intrinsic to the way it's done. Well, it will be slower. Well, I prefer IMDA. He says, well, you can prefer whatever you like. It's going to disappear. And you might as well just start using 9 anyway. That's right. Might as well get accustomed to it. Get all your, well, my processes are for, how does 9 do it? It's all okay. Start working on it in Banner 9, come up with your new process. Sometimes it doesn't work the way I want it to. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's tough, man. Welcome to, quote, progress. Didn't say it was really progress. It said this is what we gotta do. Never attach a price tag to anything because then you don't. No. It has to be technically impossible. It can't be a cost-benefit analysis for them. I've figured out, by and large, that none of these people have a thought for those kinds of things. It is, I want what I want, and cost is really no object.
Oh.
No, that's really easy. No, I usually can't get them to go that way.
Well,
it's usually, well, we'll pay for it. And you go, I don't want to maintain it no matter if you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah. You start to address the report, and you get me the money in our account, and it will be done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not there on that anymore. I don't care if
they're not going to, no.
You don't think it's going to happen?
They're going to pull money out of their ass.
Oh.
They just want to say that.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it,
you don't have the money. You must have the money. You barely have enough money to keep up basic services, much less their pie in the sky stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
If they're willing
to pay for it, they would have paid for it years ago. So which one of you are going to take the salary cut to pay for this? Oh, it's not even the same budget. It doesn't matter. No, we just need to fire your butt. And then we can take it out of payroll altogether. We can transfer something.
Of course, he works on balance, so maybe they will come up with some money. Windows is like, oh no. No.
Well, I'm perfectly fine to say, hey guys, if it's something that's already in Banner and you're not utilizing it, get to it. Start utilizing it. Because we throw new stuff out there. I was throwing new stuff out there left and right months ago. People said, I can do that? I said, yeah. I didn't know. You know what? Like, we don't tell people. Send out the link on a regular basis. Whenever there's a change, there's new link. Brings up the other thing about how we want to try to pull off. The worst part is when your CIO doesn't have quite a clue about how stuff works sufficient to do stuff. Which is the whole thing about, we're going to turn off I and D and play and test. You know, number one, that's worthless. Number two, they actually technically can't be done. They're all combined together. Instead, it's either I and D is on or I and D is off. Because I can do some stuff to break play and test, but it won't be easy to switch back on when you guys flip out. and say, can you please turn that back on again? We need it for this and for this and for this. The consultant's coming. They want to be able to work on IND and play. So I was thinking we just all we need to do is just take those links out of data resource page. He just parked in his regular spot.
Yeah.
They just painted right by your truck. Hope it went well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may have a little light. Yeah. Well, those guys already painted the white stuff by ear. When I was going past, I went, oh, wow, it's done. I didn't know they did it, like, this morning or something. Yeah. They haven't done us yet. Hot. The LEDs are cool. I mean, you can't tell the difference. No, no. But you don't know because, well, you hope so. Just because there's still a ballast involved with it. You go, you don't need a ballast with LEDs, but it's got to account for the fact that you're going to have a freaking ballast throwing all kinds of current right at the very beginning when you flip it on. So they've got some kind of weird setup inside the bulb to handle the fact that it has to handle a ballast. Yes. They should check to just rip out the ballast and say, just wire it straight, and then you wouldn't need these weird bulbs.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works. Somebody engineered something that could actually be a direct replacement for one of these bulbs. Silly. But yeah, probably will stop the flicker. Unless you're really sensitive to, you know, LEDs, regulate whether it's bright or dark by turning on and off real fast, real fast. So, you just have to get used to the frequency. It may be worse than normal fluorescent garbage. You know? I think it's a big thing with space. It shouldn't be noticeable. You always have one.
Like,
it somehow they only like
push in the bathroom in the winter when it's cold and you flip that light on and it's like a couple of the
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Well, maybe tease up a full bit of the poop.
Right, it's supposed to teach you that you shouldn't be pooping during working hours.
Right.
It's gonna. I think it had a whole Pavlov's dog conditional, classic conditioning sort of vibe going on here. I thought that was why we were using fluorescence in the first place.
Everybody
sees up
in the middle of the workplace?
That's right. Make us all more docile or something. As inhumane as you possibly can be, there's got to be some psychological work and benefit to making people feel like they're lab rats or something. Okay, well, this sounds like to be a great meeting. If you want me to, I will gladly throw in the jargon-laden garbage made to get people to stop suggesting stuff that we really don't want to get involved with. I figure if they have a weird ulterior motive, it's basically laziness. I think I should return the favor. You don't need an email. Email's just a malware channel. You don't want that. Get rid of that crap. It's Facebook. Scream it down. Good luck, too, because they have no technical support whatsoever. These are just trying to log in. She's having a problem with getting this weird error. And let me tell you, there is no place to call. Facebook does not help you. They say talk to a friend. They even have a thing now where you actually name the friend who is authorized to go in and kind of act like you to help you. Yeah, let me tell you, they don't do help. They'll send you their little wiki that basically says jargon-filled garbage that basically says, go and talk to a 16-year-old. That's kind of how I like to handle technical support, too. We should do that, too. We should have everybody have a buddy. The buddy system. If you have a problem, go talk to your buddy. If that doesn't work, screen? Mama? Bring your head on the desk? That's what we do. We're paying you a lot of money. Oh, no, you're not. Don't even go down that road, buddy. You guys are all overpaid compared to us. So I don't even want to hear your little petty complaint. Ooh, man, I was pretty good. Yeah. I'm ready for a vacation. Or however you say it, I think it counts that exactly. You know what? I think I will. Thank you. All right. I think you'll have some fun. Maybe we'll get DNS working today. If not, it'll be really. Nobody's yelling. I got email. It was the email one, right?
Yeah.
No, another one. Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like board garbage. Man, you're getting sucked into the closet. I don't know if that's good or not. We'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll see why all the boards are psychotic. Because they probably go, wait a minute, I thought when I came into the collective I'd get something good out of this. All I'm getting is more headache. Great, thank you. This time somebody offers to let you into their little club, they know. Go Azure!
Good morning. Thank you.
good. Good morning.
Thank you.